first of all, Harry Forrester played last night. How did he get along?
Yeah, he done well. It was always in our plan to give him 30, 35 minutes. You know, he's only trained a couple of days, really. It was important we got him on the pitch as quick as we could and get him back involved with the first team, because we believe we've got a top player in Harry.
Do you have a time scale yet as to when he might be ready for first team selection then?
No, not really. We might bring him down with the squad to get involved at the weekend. You know, and then we've got two games next week where hopefully he can be involved in training, maybe arrange another reserve team game. Then we've got the international break. So hopefully after that he'll be fit and ready to go.
After the Wigan game, there were knocks to Wellens and Brown. How are they?
Yeah, they're both fine. You know, Richie got quite a bad dead leg just above his knee. So we'll assess him today, see how he is tomorrow before we travel. And Brownie got just a cut in the side of his head, so he's all right. He got his goal, so he wasn't feeling it.
If I may, the last time I was here, has there been any progress on Fernandez and McCombs rehab?
Yeah, they're coming along. We knew that they were going to be longish term, both of them. They're both within the timescale that we thought they would be. So Mark's possibly another 4 or 5 weeks away, and Jamie a little bit longer, you know. But they've had no reaction, and the injuries are healing well, so hopefully it won't be too long before they're back as well.
In the short time that you've had to look at the team in first team action, James Husband's really hit the ground running, hasn't he? How good do you think this lad can be?
Got to be careful with him, you know. We don't want to big him up too much, because other clubs will start getting shown an interest in him. But he's what we've seen pre-season. We knew with a player that a young player that's a Doncaster lad who could go and play in the first team quite easily. He's coming on game by game. He's getting better game by game. The one thing about James is he wants to learn. You know, he's always asking questions, always wants to get better. And it's important that we look after him as well, you know, because he's a young talent.
Because we're already hearing rumours of scouts being dispatched to watch him play as well. That must be a concern at the back of the mind at this stage.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, I'd like to think the start we've had to the season, the way we're playing, that people will be taking notice anyway, not just of James, but our other players. But the one thing we want to do here is build something, not just for the next few weeks, but for the next few seasons as well, and James is going to be a big part of that.
He's very combative as well, isn't he? He likes to have his say at times on the field. Is that something that you encourage or something? Just needs to watch at times. There's a few incidents at Wigan. Minor.
The one thing I won't do is knock that out of him. Manage it properly, yeah. But you know, he's competitive. He's competitive. Sorry, that was some word. Competitive. What's that? but he wants to win. You know, he's got a big will to win, like the rest of the team have. And I won't be knocking that out of him at all.
Speaking of other things hitting the ground running, the Robinson Brown partnership. Even the first game at Blackburn, and presumably then obviously at Wigan, they've clicked straight away, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, and you know, it's a massive bonus for us. Sometimes when you put a new partnership together, it can take time. But you know, Brownie, the first couple of games when he was up there on his own was fantastic for us. We just felt that he needed a little bit of support up there, people feeding off his flick-ons, and Theo's done that really well. You know, the goal the other night there shows what the two of them are all about.
If we're looking at the team as a whole then, I mean, Jones and Kamalo too have also slotted in well, seamlessly it seems.
It is, but they're good players and they're good characters, you know, and it's pleasing when you look at the squad. You know, Ross is new, Reese is new, you can even put James Husband, Kamalo, Richie's come in late, and Theo, you know, and they've gelled really well. That's a big plus for us, and it's also a compliment to the players that they've come in and done that so quickly.
Speaking of Kamalo, I mean, a 25-year-old player who's contracted to a top Premier League club. We've really started to see signs of that in the last two games, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And you know, Bongs is somebody that I watched a lot of last year. I know he went on loan abroad. Somebody we kept tabs on, and somebody that we believed would be a top player. You know, so when we had the chance to bring him in, we knew Tottenham were umming and ahhing about what they were going to do with him. So we made sure we made contact early in pre-season and got in there first before anybody else did, because he's only going to get better.
Kyle Bennett, in terms of the first team, fans haven't seen a great deal of him. What's your take on how he's progressing?
Yeah, Kyle's a talent. I said that from day one. The problem he's got at the minute is he's got Coppinger and Cotterill, who are working ever so hard for the team. Duffy's ready and waiting, and like every player, you know, the competition for places, and that's what we want. You know, he done well for the reserves last night, and he's a player that's going to have to fight for his place.
Is he someone you see in and around the first team? Because he's obviously got that talent, hasn't he?
Yeah,
but is it just the pecking order has lengthened here right now?
Yeah, it is, and I don't think, you know, the ones that aren't in the team are pushing really hard to get in the team, but the performances is making my job easy at the minute, because the ones that are going out there, as we've seen against Blackburn and against Wigan, are really fighting to keep their place and keeping the shirt, and that's what you want.
Can I ask just finally on this particular strand, Reece Wabara, I mean, we were told publicly he signed for a month, we're almost at the end of the month, what's happening next?
No, the talks are ongoing, we want to keep Reece, you know, he's just getting into his stride at the minute, you know, fitness-wise and playing-wise. I know and I believe that Reece will be a top player and he's somebody that we want here, so I'm hopeful.
So you've had 4 points from the last two games, two great results. Going to Charlton, the squad will be full of confidence, won't it?
Be full of confidence, but we can't get overconfident. You know, it'll be a tough trip. I seen them at Barnsley last week, where, by their own account, for an hour, Barnsley were the better team. But they showed great character to get back in the game and not playing particularly well. You know, Chris is somebody that I know really well. He was a teammate of mine, and but played against him over the years, and he's a top guy and a top manager. So I know how his team's set up, they'll want to play, especially at home. You know, but it's another great chance for us to go and try and win the game, you know, with a lot of confidence, playing well, but I still believe we can get better.
So am I right in thinking then, because believe it or not, I had thought about this before I came down here, that was from Leicester, right, wasn't it? Is that where you know Pal from?
Yeah, we spent 2 years at Leicester, and obviously the 15 or 16 years before that, playing against each other, and he's a top football guy, somebody I've got a lot of respect for. You know, but somebody will be desperately trying to beat on Saturday.
Did you get the sense then, because I dare say at Leicester he would have been approaching the back end of his career at that time, would he?
I think we're both there.
Did you get the sense that he was destined to be a manager?
Yeah, but Paolo was always going to be a manager and a top manager. How he handled himself off the pitch, when he was playing, when he wasn't playing. You know, he's an intelligent guy who thinks a lot about his football, and you can see how he's went into management, that he likes his teams to play, but he also likes them to work hard, so it'll be a tough test for us.
So having watched them at Barnsley then, what do you believe are their key assets?
They've got a team that will work very hard. You know, they've got Jan Kermigan, a player I know well, Simon Church, Sordell, you know, they're an attacking threat. I know Johnny Jackson's been out, they've got Pritchard to come back in from suspension, so they've got a lot of good players and a lot of good footballers, so we know we're going to have to be at our best to get a result, but we still go down there with a lot of confidence.
I suppose it's now about momentum, isn't it? And putting together the kind of semblance of form over six, seven, eight matches, isn't it?
It is, and it's getting that consistency right. You know, that there's no point us raising our game for the Blackburn and the Wigan and then having the going to Charlton and not picking up a result. You know, with a hard-fought point, possibly could have been three the other night there, but that's gone now. You know, we have to look at what's in hand, and what's in hand is a tough game at Charlton. You know, we can't look back on how well we've done, because if you do that, you soon get found out. You know, we've got to look to the future, and that's a Charlton game. Set our standards high and go and try and win the game.
I suppose it's about recreating that intensity rather than pressure, because the intensity was getting that first win, which you did against Blackburn, and then it's Wigan away, and making sure that the players are still on their toes for different challenges at Charlton.
Yeah, it will be different challenges, but I've got a good group here, you know, and I don't have to be on at them too much, because they give me everything they've got in training and in games. But we know, intensity-wise, and our work rate and our team shape is going to have to be bang on Saturday, because if not, you get found out in this league very quickly if you're not at it. So the one thing we will be is make sure we're down there hard to beat and we get the ball and go and play football.